the character of prediction errors. Like many biological variables, life expectancy is from mediocristan. That is, it's subject to mild randomness. It's not scalable, since the older we get, the less likely we are to live. In a developed country, a newborn female is expected to die at around 79, according to insurance tables. When she reaches her 79th birthday, her life expectancy, assuming that she is in typical health, is another 10 years. At the age of 90, she should have another 4.7 years to go. At the age of 100, 2.5 years. At the age of 119, if she miraculously lives that long, she should have about 9 months left. As she lives beyond the expected date of death, the number of additional years to go decreases. This illustrates the major property of random variables related to the bell curve. The conditional expectation of additional life drops as a person gets older. With human projects and ventures, we have another story. These are often scalable, as I said before. With scalable variables, the ones from extremistan, you'll witness the exact opposite effect. Let's say a project is expected to terminate in 79 days, the same expectation in days as the newborn female has in years. On the 79th day, if the project isn't finished, it'll be expected to take another 25 days to complete. But on the 90th day, if the project is still not completed, it should have about 58 days to go. On the 100th, it should have 89 days to go. On the 119th, it should have an extra 149 days. On day 600, if the project isn't done, you'll be expected to need an extra 1,590 days. As you see, the longer you wait, the longer you'll be expected to wait. Let's say you're a refugee waiting for the return to your homeland. Each day that passes, you're getting farther from, not closer to, the day of triumphal return. The same applies to the completion date of your next opera house. If it was expected to take 2 years and 3 years later you're asking questions, don't expect the project to be completed anytime soon. If wars last on average 6 months and your conflict has been going on for 2 years, expect another few years of problems. The Arab-Israeli conflict is 60 years old and counting, yet it was considered a simple problem 60 years ago. Always remember that in a modern environment, wars last longer and kill more people than is typically planned. Another example. Say that you send your favorite author a letter, knowing that he's busy and has a 2-week turnaround. If 3 weeks later your mailbox is still empty, don't expect the letter to come tomorrow. It'll take on average another 3 weeks. If 3 months later you still have nothing, you'll have to expect to wait another year. Each day will bring you closer to your death, but further from the receipt of the letter. This subtle but extremely consequential property of scalable randomness is unusually counterintuitive. We misunderstand the logic of large deviations from the norm. I'll get deeper into these properties of scalable randomness in part 3, but let's say for now that they're central to our misunderstanding of the business of prediction. Don't cross a river if it is, on average, 4 feet deep. Corporate and government projections have an additional easy-to-spot flaw. They don't attach a possible error rate to their scenarios. Even in the absence of black swans, this omission would be a mistake. I once gave a talk to policy wonks at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., challenging them to be aware of our weaknesses in seeing ahead. The attendees were tame and silent. What I was telling them was against everything they believed and stood for. I had gotten carried away with my aggressive message, but they looked thoughtful compared to the testosterone-charged characters one encounters in business. I felt guilty for my aggressive stance. Few asked questions. The person who organized the talk and invited me must have been pulling a joke on his colleagues. I was like an aggressive atheist, making his case in front of a synod of cardinals while dispensing with the usual formulaic euphemisms.